Let's do this. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the June 4th, 2024 REMIC board meeting. At this time, I will call this meeting to order and note that there is a presence of a quorum. Our first item would be the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on March 31 of 2023. I'll entertain a motion.
To move.
Thank you. Second. Thank you, sir. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries and the minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approval of the amendments to bylaws of the corporation. And for that purpose, I will call on Susanna Lipsyte.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve an amendment to the bylaws of the Residential Mortgage Insurance Corporation. Before you are one revised copy of the bylaws with amendments and one blacklined copy indicating the changes to the existing bylaws. The proposed amendments bring the REMIC bylaws in conformity with amendments to the New York City Housing Development Corporation bylaws that have been made over the last several years, as well as provide changes that apply only to REMIC. As you know, pursuant to the REMIC bylaws, most REMIC officers serve in their positions by virtue of their HDC officer positions. Some of the proposed amendments address newer HDC officer positions that we think are appropriate to build into REMIC. The following list highlights the proposed changes. For the changes to conform to the HDC bylaws, we propose adding a first executive vice president officer to act in the absence of the president, and having the first executive vice president of HDC serve as the first executive vice president of REMIC, similar to many positions in REMIC which tie to HDC positions. We propose removing the chief operating officer position, which was previously removed from the HDC bylaws, and assigning the responsibilities of the chief operating officer to the first executive vice president, the chief financial officer, and an executive vice president. Additionally, to bring the REMIC bylaws up to date with the HDC bylaws, we have provisions for the inclusion of email as an acceptable method for providing notice to members. The REMIC bylaws currently have a chief credit officer position. We are recommending changing that title to chief risk officer to more closely align with how the position operates. After this meeting, the HDC board will consider a recommendation to add a chief risk officer position to the HDC bylaws and a recommendation to appoint an HDC chief risk officer. The proposed amendments include a provision to have the chief risk officer of HDC serve as the chief risk officer of REMIC. Another REMIC specific recommended change is to have the executive vice president of asset management of HDC serve as the executive vice president of REMIC. Also, after this meeting, the HDC board will consider a recommendation to appoint an executive vice president of asset management to HDC. Lastly, we are recommending changing the vice president's officer category with a senior vice president category and recommending the bylaws include a provision that the senior vice president of asset management of HDC serve as the senior vice president of REMIC. Are there any questions?
Yes, sir.
This isn't a question, but for purposes of making Susanna's statement true that I have these documents in front of me, I need a copy.
Oh, no. let's see.
I don't seem to have a REMIC packet.
Here, you can take one.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Let me begin again.
No.
The chair overrules that suggestion. Mr. Nyblack, speed read, sir.
God, I got it already.
Commit it to memory.
Does the bylaw not have not been that
I can give you a precis.
Sorry. Does the bylaw language by that the ex officer of HDC shall be ex officer of REMIC?
Shall be.
Think about it for the future, whether that is utilitarian. If REMIC expands over a period of time, you may need somebody separately in the law, you know, down the amendment.
Okay. For historically, many positions, the general counsel, the president, the, you know, chief financial officer, that it has all been set up that way, that the HDC officer in that position shall be.
I accept better that way, but I'm just making the point. If you want to give it some thought.
Yeah.
In the future, we can consider that. Yeah. And if needed, amend.
Right. Come back.
Gardner chief officer.
He would, he or she would report to the president of REMIC in this case. And so the chief risk officer of HDC would report to the president of HDC, and the chief risk officer of REMIC would report to the president of REMIC. These happen to be the same people, but they're, you know, in their role as an officer of a different entity.
Any added line for the governance committee if there's a problem?
And so the bylaws, yes, when you say a dotted line to the governance committee, in terms of just general oversight.
Mm-hmm. There's a dotted line to the audit committee with the internal audit hat.
Mm-hmm.
Of the REMIC board or of the HDC?
They're, I think they're one and the same.
One and the same. Yeah. Okay.
And we do talk to governance about these types of changes as well. So we just had this partial conversation about bylaws now.
Does it help?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out a venue for reporting purposes, just in case there's a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
The audit committee of the HDC board has the relationship with the risk officer. I'm trying to understand.
Has the relationship with the HDC chief risk officer, but we can certainly, you know, expand that.
Yeah, we can, as a best practice, we can do it, or we could do it more formally. The other thing is just to kind of cut through and humanize this person. Mm-hmm. I think you see the match between both boards. You see the officers of the corporation and the match that carries through. This is really, more conforming of that and making it make sense, and kind of just matching that through on the credit and risk side. And quite honestly, the candidate that we've been talking about, who's already in this credit and risk role at HDC, is Mary Hom, who is here. And the proposal would be, and runs our credit and risk world and reports out to audit regularly, and many of you mm-hmm. have spent time with her, request, and what you'll see at the board is the appointment of Mary in this new role, which would run both through HDC and REMIC, and would kind of rationalize that. And as much as they are separate entities, and it is true, there is a very, when you think about what REMIC does as an entity and as a corporation, it's a very strong set of interests that match with both what HDC does in terms of the loans it issues and then insuring those loans, and the work that asset management does, which is why you see that kind of set of officers who are proposed to have that matching identity across the corporation.
Match, the closer you get to Pierce the corporate veil.
I understand, which is why the board is still different, and I don't want to say it's an identity of interest, but there is a set of overlapping work areas and a set of data and information that it's important to have coordinated across staff. But it's not one-to-one. It's certainly not unique, and we're not trying to blend them in any way. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make sure that the work makes sense and that things don't get dropped or missed, and that it's kind of rationalized. But I appreciate those comments, and it is things that we've struggled with and thought about as well.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so having said all that, I will entertain a motion to approve the amendments to bylaws of the corporation, of the REMIC Corporation.
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the submission of the 2023 annual report. And for that purpose, I will call on Horace Green for the presentation. Horace.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, all. I'm pleased to present the REMIC annual report for the fiscal year ended October 31st, 2023. During the year, REMIC issued commitments to ensure 6 new loans covering 1,134 units, with a total mortgage amount of $97.1 million and an insured amount of $19.4 million. Additionally, REMIC issued 16 certificates of insurance covering 3,712 units, with a total mortgage amount of $373 million. And an insured amount of $78.4 million. REMIC ended fiscal year 2023 with 293 loans in its portfolio, covering over 37,000 units, with a total mortgage amount of $2.03 billion, marking the first time REMIC crossed a $2 billion threshold for total mortgage amount. The insured amount of these loans was $424 million. REMIC reserves at the end of fiscal year 2023 total $153.6 million. As you may recall, the board provided authorization at the August 2020 annual meeting for REMIC to enter into a pandemic period forbearance agreement covering certain NYSERS loans. Under this agreement, REMIC paid claims totaling approximately $52,000, covering 4 loans. All claims paid under the pandemic period forbearance agreement have been repaid, including $25,000 in reimbursements received during fiscal year 2023, and the forbearance agreement terminated in the fiscal year 2021. However, one of the properties covered by this agreement has since experienced financial distress during fiscal year 2023. REMIC paid approximately $66,000 for one loan, which has a current outstanding principal balance of $973,000. These claims were paid under a provision of the REMIC master policy that allows for a periodic payment plan covering missed monthly principal and interest payments. The New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development has been working with the borrower and the servicer, the Community Preservation Corporation, towards resolving the delinquency. A mortgage forbearance to allow the borrower to resume payments to the lender and enter into a repayment agreement for the claims paid by REMIC is currently being reviewed by all parties. In fiscal year 2023, REMIC also received reimbursement payments totaling $37,000 related to claims paid for this one loan. REMIC is aware of one additional CPC service NYSERS loan with an outstanding principal balance of $340,000. That is 30 days past due. REMIC will continue to monitor this. There are no REMIC insured HCC loans currently in default. There are currently 11 HCC loans with a total insured amount of $12 million associated with properties exhibiting signs of financial distress. The borrowers are in the process of working with HCC to restructure the loans or to cure these delinquencies. For this reason, REMIC does not expect any claims related to the HCC portfolio. During fiscal year 2023, REMIC insured its first loan under the REMIC Sunny Mae Risk Share Program under an agreement for which the members provided authorization at the March 2023 annual meeting. REMIC Insurance provides $22 million or 25% coverage on an $88.1 million senior loan, while Sunny Mae also provides 25% coverage. The project, Bedford Union Armory, is a 415-unit mixed-use development located in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. REMIC continues to perform well, fulfilling its mission to promote the production and rehabilitation of affordable housing in New York City, while also maintaining a stable AA rating from S&P Global. Upon approval of the REMIC annual report, it will be posted to HDC's website. This concludes my report, and I'm happy to take any questions.
It's a murder.
That contains some very important statistics. I wonder if we could get a copy of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually beefed up some of those statistics too in response to a board question on it. So we're happy to share that information. This is, as you can tell, this is items that we are tracking extremely carefully. Like these are like top of our priorities in terms of tracking particularly what distress might come in and out of the world. So we're happy to get that to you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? If not,
do these properties have any kind of a profile? These, is there anything they have in common?
They're generally small, less than 50 units, or likely smaller. Some of these are 20, 16 and 20 units. You know, they're walk-ups. So that this is sort of the type of portfolio that we've covered generally under the NYSERS funded program. So they're not very similar to the HDC portfolio. They're very much older rehab buildings.
Mm-hmm. So is the issue rent collection?
Collections, particularly with the building where we did pay the claims, there was some issue with subsidy payments. They've since resumed making regular payments, but you know, because of the delinquency, they're in arrears, and so this arrangement will have to kind of provide a repayment plan on the claims that REMIC paid, and then allow them to make the payments to the lender to cover current principal interest.
I'm sorry, you said a problem with the what payment?
The subsidy payment.
Subsidy payment?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah. That was not my intent.
Whole host of reasons across asset management, including some of the new work we're doing with larger loans around the NYCHA work and everything else, we are working to and have already enhanced our asset management a lot, but our data governance and data collection has been enhanced a lot. And so we're tracking this as carefully as possible across. And every time we think we have an easy narrative on it, it's not an easy narrative. Things have gotten worse for a while and then got better with some federal programs, then got worse for a little while. I would describe it now as having come down to a lower level, but fairly stubborn at this point. So there's arrears that are kind of hanging out there. There's challenges. We think they're negotiable at this point, but we're paying a lot of attention to it to make sure that it doesn't, that we're tracking trends very carefully.
It forced me to ask my familiar question. What have you done to enhance the course of expenses or inspectable personnel?
We have a pretty strong team of inspection and personnel.
It's pretty slim.
It is, because we're more on the compliance side of it. But we do pay attention to conditions as well, and we're out at properties regularly. We're also paying a lot more attention to conditions of things on the front end of stuff, particularly as we do preservation work. We're looking a lot more carefully at that as well.
As REMIC develops ever increasingly stronger reputation and greater prominence, it becomes more and more of a target. And my view is that you need to enhance your inspectional personnel under the doctrine of CYA.
Yeah. We're prepared for growth in the team.
We are. Definitely, we are strengthening and growing the asset management team, which is something that I believe we discussed maybe at the last year's fall meeting. That is where the biggest growth is going to be, and it trickles down to not just compliance and portfolio analysis, but also to the engineering side. And a lot of that is driven by some of the work growth in the public housing portfolio that we're undertaking.
Coming from the process code compliance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Mr. Green. I don't believe that we need any board action on that report. It's simply a report. Thank you. And the last item on the REMIC board meeting agenda is other business. Is there anything else that is a last minute addition? If hearing none, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Thank you, sir. Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition. The meeting is adjourned.